Jekka News you need to know now.
In the traffic this afternoon, thank you, Mario, for the message on the N12. There's been an accident coming into the Galilee's interchange. It's backing up on quite badly from the R24 side as well.
Eskom's electricity tariffs are set to rise over the next two financial years. It's after the energy regulator, NERSA, identified errors in its earlier price determination. And the United States has told the UN that it will not take part in an upcoming regular review of its record on human rights. The standard review is an examination that all member states must undergo to assess their human rights record. I'm Nushera Sudhyal. More news at the top of the hour.
Well, we start off with a bit of serious news. British four-time Tour de France winning cyclist Chris Froome is in a stable condition, awaiting surgery after a training crash in southern France. Froome was on a training ride on Wednesday when the accident occurred and was taken to hospital by helicopter in Toulon on the French Riviera. The 40-year-old is set to undergo an operation on his back later today. Kaizer Chiefs have welcomed two of Cape Town Spurs' brightest stars, Asanale Velabai and Luke Bartman, as their latest signings. The players were declared as free agents by the PSL DRC, and they provided Chiefs with an early Christmas present as they intensify their quest for silverware. Australian winger Harry Potter, well, he is magically returned to the Wallabies side. He deserves credit for handling the groin injury as the Rugby Championship. I couldn't help myself. Potter missed South Africa's training. He disappeared when South Africa was supposed to play against the Australians. He had a hamstring strain, but he couldn't fix it with magic, unfortunately. He is back in the team as well. Former champion Daniel Medvedev, well, he's been fined $42,500, in fact, by the US Open after a spectacular meltdown in a loss to Benjamin Bonzi at the start of the week. Medvedev lost in four sets on Sunday, but it was behavior in the third set that was dominating the headlines when the 2021 champion launched into a tirade against the umpire, whipped the jeering fans into booing the umpire, and he also stopped the opponent from serving after that as well. That's all the sport I have for you for now. Joe Mann, Jack Rand FM Sports.
The Drive with Robin Ross. Weekdays 4 to 7 on Jack Rand FM.